We're continuing with Shmiras HaLoshon, Shaar Tevuna, Perek Yud Gimel. We just finished the Haggah yesterday, and we actually went through it a little fast, to say the least. So just to repeat the main point, if I may, the Chavetz Chaim asked the question, what does it mean the Gemara says that a person, whoever is mocks people, he will fall in Gehenim. And the question is, what do you mean? Not he will fall, he falls rather. He falls to Gehenim, present form. Not that he will in the future, but he is falling now. And the Chavetz Chaim basically told us that when a person does, from the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, mitzvah geres mitzvah, neveir geres aveir, when a person does a mitzvah, so those mitzvahs encourage to do more mitzvahs. When a person does neveira, they encourage to do more aveiros. And the way it works is because there's this ruach, which cannot really be translated into English, and for lack of good definition, I'll say a spirit. But really, it might be better to say an encouragement, an arousement, which, I'll just give you a quick marshal. I was by a Pidyon HaBen years ago. I might have said the story in the past. And the people who came to bring the food for the Pidyon HaBen came from hours away. They traveled for hours. They cooked all the food. And what was the greatest thing about this whole entire situation was the smile and the simcha. Must have been a dozen of people, I think from New Square, that came. And it was, I'm telling you, palpable. You could literally take the feeling and put it in your pocket that there's chesed here. They want to do chesed. There's more chesed. And, you know, there are times, I'll be honest with you, I know I'm being recorded now. It'll be 11 o'clock at night. My wife might ask me something, you know, with the laundry upstairs, downstairs. Okay, you know, so I'll do it. But, you know, 11:30. That night when I went home, I was thinking, where's the laundry? I want to bring it up. I'm down. You could feel it. You could take it literally and sandwich it together. That's what the Chavetz Chaim, I want to suggest, is talking about over here. The flip side he's talking now. Neifel b'gehenna means, because kol misloitzeis, he has this spirit which envelops him and wraps him. Currently, presently, at that moment, he's falling into Gehenim, and he's doing more aveiros, which are encouraging him to continue to do more. And this all comes from the fact that he's knocking down people, he's mocking people. Now, of course, we want to focus on the positive, the chesed, the flip side. But this is what the Chavetz Chaim is talking about. Now, let's continue the next paragraph. V'gam bo'ilam hazeh. This is after the Haggah. V'gam bo'ilam hazeh. Bo'in yisurin ala adam. In English, page 332. V'gam bo'ilam hazeh. Bo'in yisurin ala adam. Yisurin, suffering, comes in the person. B'shvil ha'leitzonus. Because of leitzonus. K'mo yidamrin en sham. Amar b'lazar. Kol ha'misloitzeitz. Yisurin bo'in alav. Whoever is misloitzeitz, whoever scoffs and mocks people, Yisurin Barnolov, suffering, tragedies come on to such a person. Shenemar v'ato al tisleitetsu, pen yechzegu moisreichem. Navi Yeshaya tells us, be careful, don't mock people, don't make fun of people, don't scoff at people, because it will cause informers to target you. Pen yechzegu moisreichem. Amr lahu rava l'rabbanan b'matusa b'naychu d'lo tisleitetsu d'lo leisu yisurin alaychu. In the translation from the Gemara, he tells us, Amr lahem rava l'rabbanan, rava says to rabbanan, b'bakosh mikem, I request of you, sh'lo tisleitetsu, don't be a leitz, don't be a leitz, sh'lo yavayi yisurin aleichem. You know why? You think it's funny now? You be late now, and you cause Yisurin to come on you. It's not a good idea. He continues and says, "V'ayim shari tshuva l'rabbeinu Yonah shekosav she'also l'sloitzes gam begam b'derech mikra arvarai." You hear this? We should try to eradicate this knocking down, this scoffing. It's a little difficult to translate it in a word, as opposed to an example. I'm not giving examples. So I don't want to do that. But yes.
He means off the cuff wisecracks.
That's right. But you know what? Off the cuff wisecracks, but not one that's funny is not a problem. One that's knocking, one that's negative. Wise, I guess that's what we call a wisecrack, is a negative. You know? That's what it means. That's honest, right? So that's the wittiness. The wittiness in a negative way. In a negative way. He says, even b'derech mikro, one might think, ah, once in a while. So, Neil, that's what he's telling us here. Even b'derech mikro, says the Shari Shuva, to avoid it. This is what you're asking. Why are they warning them? No, because they're telling them, even on the small times, there's once in a blue moon, don't do it. Don't do it. Because many people, they make mistakes of this in conversations. The Gam Zonis of Mismatin, says the Chofetz Chaim further. Person's wealth will diminish. Not just his own personal wealth, the whole entire world suffers because of this, as we'll call him a wisecracker. Whoever is a leitz causes destruction to the world. Even if he doesn't join in with their words, rak leishay v'chavrosam, but he just sits amongst them. He sits amongst them. Gam kein iser gomer ho. It's still an iser gomer. K'may shenemar, as David HaMelech tells us in the opening words of his Sefer Tehillim, v'moishav leitzim le'yoshav, and I didn't sit among the leitzim. One who clings himself to sinners. Even though he's not doing exactly what they're doing, he's not the ringleader, but he's still part of the group. He gets punished just like them. It's also Gemara Makkos like this. Therefore, a person has to be careful not to be part of such a group. A kat means a group. Don't sit amongst them. That he shouldn't learn from them. But he should sit amongst a group of people that have divrei Torah. And fortunate is this man here in this world and the next world. Now, I didn't pause. So tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, next time we'll continue from Perek Yudalid, and he discusses over there the importance of staying away from the Midah Rav Gaiva. Thank you.